This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sitting here on this live Wednesday, July 10, 2019 transmission. It's noon, straight up. Paul Austin's with us here. And I'm trying to come up with a headline for this interview. Once it's not live, we're going to take it and put it out at Infowars.com and Newswars.com on our own servers and our own streams. We built our own system, and they're trying to shut that down. But you can email it out. You can Facebook it as well. You can Twitter it. You can YouTube it. They'll try to censor you. They're trying to tell you what you can do. But now they're organizing our murder, officially our death. And I can't come up with a headline strong enough. I mean, I think this really signifies, Paul, that this is next level. Facebook is greenlighting violence against conservatives. You know, that's the headline I put out today for the live feed. How would you quantify how big this is? For me, it shows that they're planning a violent revolution. And suddenly, everybody from Joe Biden to you name it are saying we're going to have a physical, violent revolution.
No, they are legitimizing exactly that. They're legitimizing violent domestic terrorists to follow through on their threats. And it's interesting because we had a story back in May, just after I got banned on Facebook, where a woman complained about assassination threats against the president on Facebook. And what did they do? They banned her for 3 days. So are we now to assume that President Trump will eventually, or already is, listed in that designated hateful people category? So then they allow people to post death threats and to organize violence against the President of the United States. That's the level it's got to now. Because on the flip side, you've had people literally banned for calling out suicide bombers. Islamic terrorists, specifically suicide bombers, in one instance, Palestinian suicide bombers, as barbarians. She was banned on Facebook. So again, we're literally lower now, according to Zuckerberg and Facebook. We are less, we are more subhuman than suicide bombers and pedophiles and people like this. So we're even below them, because you can get on Facebook when Hamas was bombing Israel about a month ago. You could get on Facebook and praise Hamas. You can't get on there and neutrally report about Alex Jones. So we are literally lower than organized terrorist groups and suicide bombers now in the eyes of Facebook. A company with 2.4 billion users, which is the eighth largest corporation in the world, and I would argue the most influential corporation when it comes to steering people's beliefs and opinions. That is frightening. That is beyond Communist Chinese social credit score. It's just, they've jumped the shark completely.
Well, Paul, what they're doing is, whatever the Democrats, the EU, and the Chi-Coms tell them, they're adopting it. They admit that. And so what we're seeing is what the Democrats, what the EU, and what others want, and it's just flaming, flagrant authoritarianism.
Yeah, and there's all this debate about, oh, is Google going to build a censored search engine in China? That's controversial, isn't it? Is Facebook going to integrate more with the Chinese government? Because the Chinese government's bad, isn't it? Because they identify dissidents who commit thought crimes and then either imprison them or make them social pariahs, ostracize them from society. That's bad. How dare Google or Facebook even consider doing that in China? They're doing it right now in the West, even more so. And where is it? Like Breitbart reported on this, obviously we did. Where's Fox News? Where are the big conservative talking heads? None of them are even raising this. It's barely a news story. You know, RT did a story on it. That's it. The Russian government will cover it. Fox News doesn't give a damn.
And Tommy Robinson's facing 2 to 3 years for asking questions outside a convicted pedophile ring court, saying, what do you think of your sentencing? They tell him you were born out your mother's ass, and then now he faces 2 to 3 years. And the media is like, well, he's in contempt. He didn't get a jury trial. It's not even real. Paul Watson, summit.news, infowars.com. Everyone fight back. Spread those links. We're not backing down. Neither are you. But you agree with me, Paul. This signifies they're getting ready to go violent big time.
Oh, it's creepy. And if they don't reverse this immediately, then all bets are off, Alex.
That's right. This is a major test to see what we'll put up with. Thank you, Paul. Amazing job. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
TV listener, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, it's all on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I've got, let's not exaggerate, about 150 news articles right here. Almost all of them are mainstream, saying everything that I said 7, 8, 9 years ago, everything Roger Stone said 7, 8, 9 years ago, and in the book he wrote, Clinton's War on Women, 4 years ago. 4 years ago. Trump's blueprint for the campaign. And now the media trying to spin Epstein onto Trump when even the lawyers for the victims say, no, Trump's the only person that helped. He was never on the airplanes. He was never around these kids. One time he walked into a party in broad daylight at a pool, said, aren't they nice having all the letting all the neighborhood kids play here? And they said, these aren't neighborhood kids. And Trump ran out of the building. Roger Stone has the exclusive. He lives in Florida. He knows that he's covered Epstein and the whole inside baseball. But what we know now is Google, Facebook, Twitter, mainstream corporate media, Wikipedia are all covering up what's really happening. They are all covering up any connection to Epstein, to the Clintons, or the logs on the airplanes with the little girls' names as initials. Everything, incidentally, that's in Clinton's War on Women, that is the blueprint of the new FBI investigation. So is this investigation going to go deep? I was reading yesterday at InfoWars.com from the FBI press release. Things found at Epstein's house, torture chairs, child porn, a whole safe full of little girls, he reportedly, you know what, his own private sex slave facility with underground basements under a temple. We also covered so much more here on air. Here it is, the Clinton's War on Women, ladies and gentlemen. So it's definitely getting bad, and it's getting bad quick. Let's go ahead and go to Roger Stone. Roger, I want to give you the floor the next few segments to go through all the angles, the real history, the cover-up, what this signifies, how this all got released with Alan Dershowitz and Mike Cernovich and others suing to get it, and where you think this is going. Thanks for joining us.
Well, first of all, Alex, you're absolutely right. We laid this all out on InfoWars literally more than 2 years ago, every last bit of it. But it's really an epic tale, and it's worth telling. This all begins when the Palm Beach police get a tip from some parents about a child coming home with her lunchbox full of money. When they ask her where the money comes from, it's clear that it comes from Jeffrey Epstein. the police launch a long time undercover investigation. They find evidence of child sex trafficking, multiple assaults on minors, an operation in which Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late press baron Robert Maxwell, later an honored guest at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, are actually going to bus stations, train stations, procuring runaways for this operation. In any event, the police chief, who's an honest guy, a guy named Ryder, takes the investigation to the state's attorney, a fellow named Kirshner, expecting a giant indictment. And instead, Kirshner indicts Epstein on one count of solicitation. One count. The resultant sentence for that is a 15-month sentence, of which Epstein only serves 13 months in the air-conditioned Palm Beach jail, not in a state penitentiary, which is the norm in this state for a sex offender at this level. And he's only required to be incarcerated, Alex, from 10 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's a slap on the wrist. Ryder, the police chief, outraged, goes to the U.S. attorney for the Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Miami district, Alexander Acosta. Acosta is a George W. Bush appointee under the Bush Justice Department, and he conducts his own investigation. He rubber stamps the state charge, and then he seals it. It is only because of an epic legal struggle, Alex, by the Palm Beach Post, that we know that much, that we know exactly what happened.
Roger, we now have people involved in the investigation. I'll show some of these articles in a moment, saying they were told, leave it alone, Jeffrey Epstein works for U.S. intelligence and the FBI. Let's bring in now, and then get into all the proof in the next few segments, of Robert Mueller using him with the cameras in the mansions, the cameras in his New York facility, the seven-story dungeon, the dungeon out in the Caribbean, all of these different facilities, to basically carry all of this out. And that, as I said last year, Robert Mueller didn't have sex with the children. He just watched all the videos and blackmailed people with it. That became a national news story. But, wow, now it's starting to come out.
Well, Alex, I can't comment on...
Oh, I forgot. You can't comment on it. I apologize. There's a gag order. Excuse me.
And I will not, and you speak for yourself. I will say this, that it is... There's really three people who deserve enormous credit for busting this story open. Julie Brown... a really crusading reporter with the Miami Herald, who writes a multi-part series on Epstein. Mike Cernovich, who goes to court at a crucial time to get certain documents unsealed. And a woman named Conchita Sarnoff, who wrote a terrific book on this, who is an advocate for children and a crusader against child sex trafficking, who never gave up on this case. I think this would have been dead and buried without those three individuals, and they should be lauded extensively. What's amazing to me now is the way the mainstream media is trying to play up a Trump connection that is peripheral at best. Epstein is actually never really a member of the Mar-a-Lago Club. He's a moocher, and Trump bars him from the club, according to documents that I read, when he makes an inappropriate approach to a woman named Virginia Roberts, who works in the spa at the exclusive Mar-a-Lago Club. In her deposition, she says she was in the presence of Trump and Epstein on one occasion, and that Trump comported himself as a complete gentleman, and she saw him do nothing inappropriate. We also know from Virginia Roberts' attorney, Brett Edwards, that the only big-name celebrity who cooperated in their lawsuit and in the investigation was Donald Trump himself. So now you have Google Wikipedia trying to erase the Clinton-Epstein relationship when, as you will see in my book, The Clintons' War on Women, FAA records show that Bill Clinton is on the airplane of Jeffrey Epstein 26 times. He goes to the island 17 times. He put out a statement 2 days ago. He said he was there once. Then he's amended it to say four times. All of that is disprovable. I got these FAA records through a Freedom of Information Act request. It shows that Clinton ditched his Secret Service detail on numerous occasions.
By the way, let me stop you. We have plenty of time to go through all this. You have this in your book 4 years ago. Now we learn the same FAA records were in the secret FBI file suppressed by the U.S. attorney, suppressed by the court, that Mike Cernovich and others got released. So that, again, is confirming that the information you put in your book, the only place it was indeed accurate.
Well, and again, there's very substantial evidence here of a tighter connection. We know that Epstein was a contributor to Hillary Clinton. We know that the Clinton Foundation took a contribution from him after Epstein had...
Stay there. And Roger, I want you to go through the history and who's really involved. But the attempt to frame Trump, what it means all this is coming out, how they're politically going to deal with it. Nancy Pelosi's daughter saying this is going to bring down a lot of top Democrats. I want to get the big picture with you as well.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, and Roger Stone has a gag order on him. He's not allowed to get into anything to do with the whole fake Russia investigation. That's not why he's here today. He's here because he wrote the defining book, The Clintons' War on Women, about Jeffrey Epstein and all of it. He interviewed Brett Edwards and lawyers that worked with the victims, and that's how he was able to have the manifest logs before anybody ever had them. And now all these new documents have come out confirming everything Roger has broken down. But Roger, before we get into the whole history of it, the background, how this could bring down the whole house of cards, in your words, just briefly, with all the censorship by Google and the media trying to cover this up, why do you think they're so scared?
Well, it's very interesting, Alex, that the investigation is being run by the Public Corruption Unit, not the sex trafficking, child sex trafficking unit. Huge credit needs to go to the Southern District of New York for bringing these charges. This is not double jeopardy. These appear to be new charges, not the charges that Epstein was previously charged with in Florida. And that leads me to believe that there are other political figures who are going to be embroiled in this. Nancy Pelosi's daughter speculated about it. Was this a blackmail operation, a honey trap? Was he taking video? Why was he constantly trying to get powerful men to go to his pedophile island, as Sean Hannity called it? I mean, I think this is potentially has many, many more shoes to drop. And we still don't have the answer as to why Alexander Acosta rubber stamped the slap on the wrist by Florida state prosecutors and then sealed it. We do know that Alberto Gonzalez, who was Bush's attorney general at the time, said that they didn't want to see the matter politicized, and we were heading into an election in which Hillary Clinton was at that point the favorite. So I think reading between the lines, they looked at the Clinton-Epstein connection and elected not to bring an indictment that was broader for sex trafficking and multiple offenses. You know, Epstein settled lawsuits with $33 million worth of women, or now women, girls then, that he assaulted. A few brave women refused to settle, wanting justice. Virginia Roberts, now Virginia Roberts Jeffrey, was one. When Brett Edwards, the crusading attorney here in Fort Lauderdale, represented her, Epstein turned around and sued him for defamation, a suit that was ultimately settled and did not go to court. So enormous credit belongs to Virginia Roberts for having the guts to see this through. And again, Julie Brown of the Miami Herald, Mike Cernovich, who deserves enormous credit, and Conchita Sarnoff, three individuals unconnected, busted this wide open.
That's right. And speaking of Brett Edwards, who's represented a lot of the victims successfully, you were telling me, I asked if you knew him. You said, of course, read the footnotes. He's one of the experts in your book. Let's play a clip of him talking about the only person that was helpful that knew Epstein. Here it is.
The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I wanted to talk to them, He is the only person who picked up the phone and said, let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know. And was very helpful in the information that he gave, and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, and that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
That was in 2009.
That was in 2009.
And that's Bradley Edwards. So give us the straight scoop here, because it's in your book. You've told me privately we've had conversations. Trump's all about being in control of his life. He would never go somewhere and have sex, much less with an underage person, but in some jet or at some corrupt guy's house. You even told the story about one time he did tell you a man was saw some creepy stuff at Epstein's house. He ran out of there. I mean, tell folks what you do know about Trump and Epstein.
Well, Virginia Roberts says in her deposition that she only saw Trump at Epstein's home once. And on that occasion, he later said that he said to his driver as they pulled up, when he saw all these young girls in a swimming pool, boy, that Epstein is a nice guy. Look at the way he lets the neighborhood kids use his pool. He also left after 15 minutes, very uncomfortable with the situation. Again, Virginia Roberts said she didn't see the president do anything inappropriate, and he was a complete gentleman.
Well, do you remember like 3 years ago I asked you about this, and you said, right when he was first getting elected, you said, oh, he hates Epstein. We've since then found a couple clips where he said he didn't like Epstein years ago, even before he won.
He barred him from his club. That was a good 15 years ago. So, look, this is a phony effort by the mainstream media to associate Epstein with the president, whose relationship is peripheral at best. Whereas Bill Clinton is put out a statement that is a bald-faced lie, only on his plane once. Actually, Epstein used Clinton used Epstein's plane to fly to Asia to pick up a check from a sultan who was another known pedophile for the Clinton Foundation. You'll find that in my book, The Clinton's War on Women. This is an unfair attack on President Trump. His relationship with Epstein is peripheral at best. There's no evidence of wrongdoing on his part. There's not even evidence of knowledge on his part. And he's cooperated.
By the way, let me stop you again. This is just out from the Daily Mail. 26 women have said that Trump assaulted them, never with any witnesses, always in some public place. Now, Katie Johnson, who claimed that she was assaulted by Donald Trump, fabricated the story. More of the women, 5 of the 6 women with Kavanaugh, admit they fabricated it. Some are being indicted. The woman who alleged that Donald Trump raped her at age 13, one of the billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's notorious sex parties, fabricated the story. They've learned exclusively. We'll talk about when we come back, but it's now conclusively proven fabricated. Who is paying for all these fabrications?
It's an interesting question, Alex. During the 2016 campaign, some man kept calling my cell phone and saying, Katie Johnson, and hanging up. It happened multiple times. She scheduled a press conference for which she never showed up. Somebody paid her to bear false witness against the president. There is nothing there. I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. And yes, he was quite the playboy in between marriages, and he dated some beautiful women. But Donald Trump loves women, not young girls. And the idea that he was involved in anything inappropriate here is a smear. It's nothing but a smear. Meanwhile, Google takes down all of the images of Epstein and Bill Clinton. And Wikipedia rewrites Epstein's bio to cut Bill Clinton out of it like he doesn't exist. It is a perfect example of the same kind of censorship that's being used on InfoWars, that's being used on the Stone Cold Truth, it's being used on conservative and libertarians and Trump supporters and non-liberals on social
media. All right, Roger Stone, let's talk about what's coming next in this war, why the deep state's so scared. Roger Stone, straight ahead, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news. Today, be sure to check out his websites. We'll give you those addresses when we come back.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Epstein is a terrific guy.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his. That I can tell you. I was not a fan of his. So I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Bill Clinton.
Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
You can head your bet on the Queen Corvette.
I'm not going to cut into Roger Stone's time here because it's so important. But I'm at the center. You're at the center of two major court victories in the last 24 hours that you're not going to see in newspapers. So, second half of the next segment, I will get into some of those big successes for you. One deals with Facebook, one deals with Sandy Hook. In fact, guys, I had my Hartford Current article in here, and I can't find it. Just print me another one, please. But going back to Roger Stone, yeah, look at that headline. I'm going to do it later, guys. We'll do it later, okay? Because if you read that headline, you wouldn't even know what you're reading until you actually read the article or the court ruling. Unheard of. One in a million. No press coverage. Wait till you learn about it next segment. Also, Facebook just changed their policy of saying they can kill us whenever they want to. So that was all a test, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover that next segment. In fact, I want to hold Roger over a little bit in the next segment to get into censorship with him. But getting back to Roger Stone, obviously, who needs no introduction. Roger, the next shoe to drop. You've got your ear to the ground. That's why you came on the broadcast today. Let's spend some time, 35,000-foot view, not just, okay, we've been vindicated, you've been vindicated, Epstein, it's all true. He was caught reportedly with more pedophilia crap, dungeons, torture chairs at his house, according to the FBI list of things that were found in his home. That's up on Infowars.com in a Jamie White article. We'll get to that a little bit later, but what's the next shoe to drop? Who's implicated? Who's on these aircraft?
Well, we know that former Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico was on the aircraft. We know that Senator George Mitchell, the former Senate Majority Leader, was on the aircraft. We know that Stephen Hawking, the athlete, was on the aircraft. We know that Prince Andrew of the royal family visited the pedophile island. According to Virginia Roberts' deposition, which I have read, she was forced to have sex with him. So it touches the British royal family. The fact that the public correction unit of the Southern District of New York is covering this, I think, is laudable. This looks to me like a political scandal. Now, we're speculating. Did Epstein have incriminating videos? Did he have other proof? Is this why he was constantly inviting powerful men to his compound, which Sean Hannity called a pedophile island? You know, if there's one other person who does deserve credit for staying on this story, it would be Sean Hannity. When everybody else dropped it, during 2016, he came up with the term Lolita Express. He came up with the term pedophile island. He presented the straightforward facts based on the FAA flight records. So he also deserves enormous credit. We also don't know whether Epstein's confederates like Ghislaine Maxwell will become state's evidence witnesses. That's certainly a possibility. Again, this whole thing was dormant for so many years, and now it is being prosecuted by the Trump Justice Department, despite an incredible effort by the mainstream media to make this a Trump scandal, which it is not. He has no exposure here. He's done nothing inappropriate. He cut this guy off. He barred him from his private club. He was not a fan, as you just saw. They would travel somewhat in charitable circles in Palm Beach and New York. They're both fabulously rich guys, but there's no evidence that they socialized together. I know Donald Trump. This is not his thing.
By the way, I want you to get into that, but I would drop Trump if there was any proof of pedophilia, like a stinking dead cat. The truth is the entire corporate media is going overdrive to cover up Epstein and Clinton and all these Democrats' connections. There'll be a few Republicans, obviously, as well, a few neocons. And then Trump's whole history is going after pedophiles and saying, kill them, on his Twitter 5 years ago. And we've seen a tenfold arrest of pedophiles. We're seeing child trafficking being absolutely shut down and Trump making a big issue out of it. So you judge a tree by its fruits. Of the 26 women, none of it's real. I've been lied about. I've experienced the media. I've experienced the deep state after I'm sued, mailing me secret code. Yes, coded pedophile stuff where you can't see it. It's zeros and ones hidden in the email, which then they subpoena, which then they find. Not people that sent it, of course. I meant which the Democrats subpoena and they find. They would never do anything like that to me. The point is that this is just unbelievable. And so there's no evidence. I'm not just here defending Trump. I'm attacked because I defend Trump. But with Clinton and Hillary and all of them and the people that work for them and their foundation, you can't take two steps without, you know, the head of her foundation is a convicted child trafficker. I mean, these people are monsters.
Well, Alex, I could not agree with you more. As you know, I'm facing my own ordeal. I'm charged with 7 counts of lying to Congress and related offenses. I have vigorously contested those charges. I am not guilty. I will go to trial. I need people who want to help me because I need to raise $1 million to hire another lawyer to go to stonedefensefund.com. It's a daunting task. Those are the few things I am allowed to say about my case. So, folks, please go to stonedefensefund.com and make a contribution because I can only reach out to supporters of the president and to info warriors. They destroyed me financially. I would gladly pay for my own legal defense if I could, but I've lost my home, my savings, most of my insurance, my car. I'm living hand to mouth. And still, I like you, Alex, I'm a fighter. I won't fold. And I will go to trial in Washington, D.C. this November. So please, your prayers, I need your prayers. Make no mistake about that. But those who can make a contribution, God bless you.
Well, let me be clear about this. People don't understand. When you get the real high-powered lawyers that know the subtle parlance and nomenclature of the courts, and they have to do research to make sure everything they're doing is exactly right in the cases for appeal and everything else, when they do it at cost, for, say, a criminal case like Roger Stone, $1 million. They had to go over hundreds of thousands of documents. And then when you just dump documents on them, then you have more problems, as we had to do. We spent $200,000 in one Sandy Hook case because the judge ordered millions of emails turned over. We fought it 7-8 times. We should have had a better retention policy of getting rid of stuff, not to cover it up that everybody else does it. We're just idiots. But now we know to do that. We had to go through hundreds of thousands of these emails, cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars, and still we didn't find the hidden crap that somebody put in there as a time bomb. So you understand, folks, this is how they destroy you. But you standing with us is what's allowed us to continue to operate. I want to ask Roger Stone about censorship and Trump's big media conference coming up tomorrow. And are we going to see action? Because the biggest place we haven't seen action is from Trump. We've heard he's going to do something, but so far we haven't seen jack crap. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. But whatever you do, spread those articles, spread those videos. We'll be right back.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like
welcome back, Roger Stone, former chief advisor to President Trump, longtime friend, is our guest. He leaves us here in about 5 minutes. And Tommy Robinson gave us this morning during the David Knight Show what could be his last interview. He's facing 2 to 3 years in prison, no jury trial, for exposing pedophile rings that were convicted. Powerful interview. It's going to air for 2 segments, and then I have a lawyer joining us, Norm Pattis, with breaking news at the bottom of the hour I'm not yet at liberty to get into with you, but this just broke on InfoWars.com. We learned that anyone listed as a dangerous individual, Facebook said, don't just criticize them, but you're allowed to foment violent conspiracies to kill them. That they actually say that it's okay to foment a violent conspiracy to organize people to kill them or cause other bodily harm. Now, this shows that Facebook was testing to see what they could get away with. And that Antifa literally is peopled by the Silicon Valley folks, the university trash, and the leftist in government. And that's come out in the news. And you see Joe Biden and all of them calling for a violent revolution. Members of Congress calling for banning free speech. What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, I think it's pretty clear. You know, I'm a veteran of 10 national presidential campaigns, from Richard Nixon to Ronald Reagan to that great American patriot, Bob Dole, who was never a member of either the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, Donald Trump. And I think the president's reelection looks very strong with one giant dark cloud on the horizon, and that horizon is internet censorship. 2016 was the year in which the mainstream media lost their stranglehold, their monopoly on political discourse in this country. They could no longer drive their fake news message because you had a vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet from which Donald Trump could counterattack, from which he could launch his counterpunches. Without that, we'll go back to a time that CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and NBC will be allowed to dominate the race from the beginning. And that's dangerous. They may not censor the president himself, although my guess is that he's actually reaching millions more people than were actually told. And he, too, is probably being shadow banned on a more modest basis. But if you allow the deplatforming of all of his supporters on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, places like InfoWars, you're taking away the amplification ability.
Well, sure, Roger. They've gone way beyond that to saying that the users can't say our names or share our information and banning words and terms like Communist China does. And now, I don't know if you read this, they literally say you're allowed to organize violent acts, including the killing of people. Now people say, well, some Antifa that works there did this. Exactly. There are mutinies going inside big tech. Even when the heads say don't do it, the left is so apoplectic, so insane. I have leftist members of my family who go to the press. I'm getting ready to have to sue and literally tell them 100% made up lies. And it's part of this Trump derangement syndrome, Roger.
Well, also the other thing I've noticed, Alex, is when I post something that people like and they seek to retweet it or repost it, they're immediately blocked and locked out of the system like clockwork. So, look, this is the greatest single danger to Trump's reelection. This is the greatest single danger to his reform agenda. This is the greatest single danger to his legacy.
No, I totally agree. And you can't say it on air, but we've had talks. You've had major, you know, events with major members of the White House, major members of the campaign. And you, to credit, got this social media thing going tomorrow. But I still hope that this is just some pat on the head to people. We need action now. I mean, this is insane.
Look, the people in the reelection campaign, and there's some very good people there, are well aware of my position, and hopefully they will adopt it, that internet censorship, along with the integrity and an honest election, are the two great obstacles to Trump's reelection. He's got an extraordinarily strong record to run on. 6 million new jobs. 650,000 new manufacturing jobs, 224,000 jobs in the last quarter alone, far beyond expectations. Unemployment at the lowest point since 1969. Wage growth at the fastest growth pace in American history. And reasserting ourselves around the globe, but not looking for more foreign wars to jump into. He puts out the olive branch because it never hurts to talk. He meets the dictator in North Korea. He gives up nothing, no concessions, no agreements, no pallets of cash like they did in the Obama and Clinton administrations, but keeping the talks going because you can only get to peace through negotiation. One thing I know, Donald Trump would rather make no deal than a bad deal. He will never make a bad deal for the United States, but he would like to get world peace. He would like to disarm what Bill Clinton called the greatest single danger to the future of America, a nuclear North Korea. So Trump's working for peace every day, and the peaceniks in the left wing of the Democratic Party do nothing but criticize
Roger. Him. He's even going after the ethanol subsidy scam. He's going after all the Republican pork barrel things. I mean, Trump is really trying to do what he said he'd do. He's gotten a lot done, and we know he's for real because all hell's breaking loose. Thanks for giving us the exclusive inside on so much of what's happening, Roger. And congratulations on trailblazing so much of what's unfolded.
Alex, it's great to be with you. Many thanks.
Thank you. There goes Roger Stone, really a great guy. He the media demonizes him and lies about him, but he knows his stuff when it comes to politics and the world. Okay, we're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to air this Tommy Robinson interview from this morning that I was sitting there at home with tears in my eyes watching with David Knight. What he's facing, how the media has responded, how they demonize him, how they lie about him. That'll be the second and third segment. And then we're going to have Norm Pattis on with some huge constitutional developments and some victories that InfoWars has had that you've had that you're not going to hear about anywhere else. And that's really what this is about. Have you noticed how we're just all over the news constantly in the zeitgeist? Because we're at the center of the fight. This is the war. And you listening and you watching are there as well. You know, obviously, it wasn't a rocket science event when last 4th of July, which is just last week, Colin Kaepernick pulled that stunt saying, I don't like American flags on Nike shoes. And Nike agreed and said, yes, they're hateful. Slave masters are bad. Betsy Ross loves the KKK. No, Betsy Ross was a famous abolitionist, one of the top abolitionists at the time. So an abolitionist created the American flag. It's the original 13 stars, commissioned by George Washington. Well, it's not rocket science. I said, hey, let's put out a really good-looking navy blue shirt that says America's Back on the back, InfoWars.com. On the front, Betsy Ross flag, and it says these colors don't run. There's another variant that says established 1776, and on the back, these colors don't run. Now, I figured that it would be a popular shirt. I mean, usually a really popular shirt, we sell like 5,000. It takes millions to run this place, so it's a drop in the barrel, but it gets the word out, and it triggers leftists. We had one shirt we sold 100,000 of that was Hillary for prison, but half of those I sold at $5 a piece. That's cost. Well, these new shirts cost us $6, $7, $8, depending on the size, because they're that soft fabric, that really nice stretchable fabric, and then it costs $2 or $3 to print, depending on how much we put on it. So these are like $11, $12 shirts. Space Force costs us like $14. So when we're selling the Space Force shirt or the Betsy Ross shirt for $17.76, even though we're about to sell all the 4,000 we printed, all shirts are $17.76. All shirts are $17.76. And some of these shirts that have printing on the front, the back, the sidearm cost $16, $17. Again, the Space Force, they cost us like $14. Like I said, the Betsy Ross altogether like $9 or $10 because of the printing and it's got the expensive fabric. So these are nice designer shirts that then gives us like $5 a shirt to help operate. And I need a lot of money. We've got big covert operations running. Obviously, that my name isn't on for obvious reasons. We had covert operations running against the globals before I ever got shadow banned. I knew it was coming. Why do you think I built this place? Why do you think Matt Drudge came here at the place that had done it and said everybody else should do it? Because we're in a war. We don't look at this as entertainment or fun or being cool or having the biggest house or a private jet. That money all went into the war, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the new special, 1776 Worldwide Specials. Tomorrow, we kick off 8 a.m., 34-hour broadcast, 1776 Worldwide. All the products are 75 to 25% off, and dozens of bestsellers are 1776. 1776. The answer to the 1984 system is 1776 Worldwide. Take advantage and fund this war machine, and you've got my guarantee to take the enemy on.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.